sorry for making you sit in your car longer than you hoped. Back to Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz. What happened on Star 102.5?
Our listener Jack asked for help. Said he had a date with Judy. They met on Tinder. Said it was a little awkward for a while during the conversation, but once they started having a few drinks, it got better. So we got Judy on the phone. Asked her. Last thing she told us was that she just doesn't know how to really tell him she's not comfortable dating him. Okay, Judy. So what's making you uncomfortable? What's going on?
Well, when he took out his wallet to pay for dinner, that was nice of him. But I saw a picture of his mother in his wallet, and I just thought, what grown man carries around a picture of his mom in his wallet?
Mom. I don't know. I mean,
I don't see a lot of pictures, period, in people's wallets anymore. But
right.
That's true.
On my phone.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know. I when people did that more often, they often had family pictures. That
right.
seems odd to you then, Judy?
Yeah, because I've dated the mama's boy type before, and it's just a turn off. It's not something I want to get involved with again.
Hmm. Okay.
So you think he's a mama's boy because you saw a picture of his mom in his wallet?
I don't know. I can tell you that the alternative, like a guy who has problems with his mom, sometimes isn't great either.
Okay. Well, oftentimes none of us really know what's going on between them. So let's... All right. This seems like a leap for me, but let's see.
Yeah.
Let's bring Jack back on now and see if he can explain himself. So you heard Judy... And the photo of your mom to her was a red flag. She feels like, she's worried about dating a mama's boy. So are you a mama's boy, Jack? What's up?
I guess I am, but not in the way that she probably thinks. My mom actually passed away 10 years ago, so that's why I keep the picture in my wallet.
Okay.
Sorry, I know it's kind of a downer, but...
Well, don't...
That explains a lot. This is why we probably shouldn't jump to conclusions.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's...
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, I didn't know. I feel bad. I'm sorry.
Okay, I know.
Is it okay?
Yeah, it's fine. I just think it's a little weird that she was so turned off just by seeing the picture, but, I mean, I guess she's had a bad experience. Or a couple of bad experiences.
Okay.
I have.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I mean,
Jack is very understanding here.
Jack seems more excited about trying to get a second date here than Judy is, it sounds like.
Does this change things for you, Judy? Because you had told us you weren't comfortable dating him. Does this make a difference?
Well, it does. I mean, I was wrong. So, I mean, otherwise I did like him. I did have a good time.
Well, all right, okay. Jack, are you still interested?
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
All right.
Then all's well here, I guess. So,
I mean,
you're back talking, and you're misunderstanding, I guess.
I don't know. I feel like if something this small can derail it early on, it's not going to end well.
I don't know.
But.
I don't know. But hey, you're both willing, you know, an adult, so you have each other's contact information. So if you want to go out again, go for it. But we did our part.
Yeah.
We got you guys back together, talking, found out what happened.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck to both of you. Thanks for being on the show.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Who needs the drama of The Bachelor when you have Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz? What happened on Star 102.5?